Song 3. High School. True or false? Circle T if it is true. F if it is false according to the lyrics. 1. The kids want a little fun. 2. The kids don't want to dance to the rockin' band. 3. They like to get a little out of hand. Dictation. Listen to the tape and write down what you hear. 1. You better let 'em go. 2. They're getting tired. 3. We're gonna miss you. 4. You're gonna be okay. The story behind the song. High schools encourage school spirit, the feeling of loyalty that brings an excited crowd to school sports events. Cheerleaders lead the crowd in fun, meaningless shouts like rah, 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 sis, boom, bah, at football and basketball games, rallying the crowd to cheer for the school's team. This motivates the team to play the best possible game against their opponents. Archie, a comic book published since the 1940s, tells the story of a supposedly typical American high school student and his friends who are often found at such activities. There have been a few songs about high school, too. In the 1950s, Jerry Lee Lewis sang High School Confidential, the theme song to a movie of the same name about young hoodlums. Lewis's wild and energetic song was a mixture of the 1940s dance music called Jump Blues, some slang lyrics popular in the 1940s jazz, and his own country piano playing. The song celebrated the after-school student dances held at many high schools called hops. The MC5 wrote High School using traditional school spirit phrases and cheers, but to convey the mood of student life in public high schools in the 1970s. This was a time of political protests against the Vietnam War, or protests simply against policies that expelled students for cigarette smoking, clothes, and hair length. The MC5 warns that students will be taking over, which sounds menacing, but could also mean growing up to assume positions of responsibility. 2 years later, Alice Cooper and his band sang Schools Out to say their school was not only out of session for summer vacation, but forever and completely out of fashion and out of business. In 1974, Brownsville Station sang of joyfully smoking in the boys' room, illegally enjoying a cigarette in the school's toilets for male students. In 1979, the Ramones, a band from New York who all wore matching black leather motorcycle jackets to look punk, sang of a rock and roll high school. At the end of their silly, humorous movie of that name, the students and a few rebellious teachers dynamited the irredeemable, inflexible, unpleasant school while the band played and the students all cheered. Exercise. 4. Listen to the tape and fill in the blanks. High school is a place where school spirit is encouraged, especially in school sports events. Led by cheerleaders with meaningless shouts, the crowd gets excited. This motivates the team to play their best possible game. Using traditional school cheers, this song conveys the atmosphere of student life in public high schools in the 1970s. This was a time of political protests against the Vietnam War, or simple protests against policies that expelled students for smoking and minor offenses. The MC5 warns that students will be taking over. Though it may sound menacing, it could also mean growing up to take responsibility.